devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy days to us all. You can always join us on the phone, 844-967-2789.
What next, Dominic?
Oh, Proud Boys, Proud Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Oh, this is so exciting. I mean, seditious conspiracy, not just once, but a whole nother crew. First, the Oath Keepers, now the Proud Boys. I mean, who's next? Well, I know one guy who's going to be next. That'll be Trump. But let's just back off. We'll take it day by day, minute by minute here. Scott McFarlane from CBS News, he is their congressional correspondent, tweeted out the accusations in the indictment against the Proud Boys and the seditious conspiracy indictment. Here are a few bullet points. Encouraging members of the Proud Boys and others to attend the Stop the Steal protest in D.C. on January 6th. Using websites, social media, other electronic communications to raise funds to support travel and equipment purchases for the trip. Obtaining paramilitary gear and supplies, including concealed tactical vests, protective equipment, and radio equipment for the January 6th attack. Dressing incognito on January 6th, rather than wearing Proud Boys colors that had been predominantly displayed at previous events.
Being subtle like fancy brand shirt, right?
Totally. Traveling to D.C. prior to the attack, engaging in meetings and encrypted communications in D.C. with in the days leading up to January 6th and on the morning of January 6th to plan for the January 6th attack. So, I mean, they got there ahead of time. You know, they had meetings. I wonder if there were little breakout sessions like, you know, how to hang Mike Pence and how to break through a glass window. So what else we got here? Using programmable handheld radios, encrypted messaging applications, and other communications equipment to communicate and coordinate the January 6th attack. Directing, mobilizing, and leading members of the crowd into Capitol grounds and into the Capitol, dismantling metal barricades that had been deployed to demarcate a restricted area to protect law enforcement and occupants of the Capitol, storming past barricades, Capitol Police and other law enforcement officers in efforts to disrupt the proceedings at the Capitol, destroying property, including a metal fence and a window, and, oh yeah, what's this one? Number L, assaulting law enforcement officers. Yeah, bad bands, Proud Boys.
You couldn't do that?
So, very interesting. Seditious conspiracy, not just, you know, frivolous fun. This was an attack, a planned, coordinated conspiracy to disrupt the Capitol in these proceedings. And this is the DOJ. This isn't the J6 committee. This isn't some, you know, state investigation. I know there's lots of things going on. This is the Department of Justice. So these are big, big issues, and they're continuing to work, I think, up the food chain. I mean, these guys were the Proud Boys, the bodyguards for Roger Stone during that week. I saw them out there in front. Now, I think Roger Stone tried to stay away, but I wouldn't doubt if he gets caught up this in sometime soon as well.
Well, Dominic, I would say these J6 hearings starting on Thursday in primetime, playing out on Devil Radio in the Shaw, could not come at a better time. A new polling out on this very topic. Who was responsible? Well, here is what new polling, NBC News polling, says. The percentage of Americans who say former President Trump was responsible for the J6 2021 riot at the Capitol dropped to 45%, a new poll released on Monday. 45%. About 17% of respondents said the former president is solely responsible for the rioting. 28% said he's mainly responsible. In January of 2021, 52% of respondents said Trump was responsible. And by comparison, the percentage of Americans in a new poll who said Trump was not really responsible for January 6th grew to 35%, Tom. Just about his base, 35%, up from 29% in January of 2021. About 20% of Americans now say he is somewhat responsible, up from 18%. Somewhat.
Had
a little something to do with it. And, Dom, I know you posted some new reporting statements by Jamie Raskin from the J6 committee, well, they might contradict the current polling of the American people in that only 45% of people currently, as this moment, think that Donald Trump is solely or mostly responsible for what happened, almost like he was the head of the conspiracy.
Well, what about like partly responsible? I mean, because here's what I would say. There's a lot of information, and we'll read Raskin's quote here in a moment, that has yet to come out. And we talk about this stuff all, you know, every day of the week, right? And so we're a little more tuned in probably than your average news consumer. So I think you're right. This is a very important week, and these are some numbers that I would imagine if people tune in, they'll shift. As mentioned, Jamie Raskin, member of the January 6th committee, said this today. The select committee has found evidence about a lot more than incitement here, and we're going to be laying out the evidence about all of the actors who were pivotal to what took place on January 6th, Raskin said during an interview with the Washington Post Live. Raskin on Monday told the Washington Post Live that this week's hearing will, quote, tell the story of a conspiracy to overturn the 2020 presidential election and block the transfer of power. Asked if Trump is at the center of the conspiracy, Raskin said, I think that Donald Trump and the White House were at the center of these events. That's the only way, really, of making sense of them all. He noted, however, that people are going to have to make judgments themselves about the relative role that different people played. Yeah, you think? Yes, Trump, the White House, more than just incitement. Yeah, no doubt. So I think absolutely people, that poll will change in a couple of weeks.
Don't get premature incitement, Dom.
Never.
Come back with us. Yeah, we got a lot more show, but you can be a part. We'll get to the phones next, I swear. 844-967-2789. More Devils.
The mood of the crowd was positive and festive.
I'm 10 years old, but I'll beat your ass.
No, I don't take responsibility at all.
I'm going to scissor kick you in the back of the head.
It is absolutely 150% your fault.
I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey. Inside.